Okay, today we're going through review Brachos Daf Nun Vav. The entire Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph pretty much is about a fellow by the name of Bar Hedya and how he interpreted the dreams of Abaye for the good and Rava for the bad, because Abaye used to pay him for his interpretations and Rava did not pay him for his interpretations. So, for instance, they both had a dream that they had the pasuk Sharcha Tavuach Leinecha for Abaye, who paid Bar Hedya. He interpreted that he's going to make a lot of money and he's not going to be able to eat because of all the simcha that he's experiencing. For Rava, who didn't pay him, He interpreted that he's going to lose a lot of money, and because he's so sad, he's not going to be able to eat anything. Yeah, they both had it. They both saw a possible dream. Banu's told Violech L'Shevi. So for Rava, he said, "Yeah, your children are going to get captured." For Abaye, he interpreted that he's going to have so many children that they're going to have to marry other people. They're going to have to marry outside the family, and it's going to be like they're in captivity because they're marrying outside the family. They both saw the pasuk Banachem Nosecha Nusunim La'Amacher. So for Abaye, he said that means that your wife is going to force your children to marry to her into her side of the family as opposed to your side of the family, so that's like an amacher. But for Rava, he said it means that your wife is going to die and you have to marry another woman who's going to raise your children, so that's what it means, that the children are going to be la amacher. They both saw the pasuk of Yarum Mimech. Abaye, he interpreted that he's going to be Rosh Yeshiva. Rava, that he's going to be considered a gan of someone who stole from the Yotzer HaMelech. They both saw lettuce in a dream. For Abaye, he said that means that his money is going to double over like lettuce. For Rava, he says it's going to be that his schorah is going to become bitter like lettuce. They both saw meat by a barrel in a dream. For Abaye, he interpreted that he's going to be able to, that his schorah is going to be so good, everyone's going to want to buy meat and wine from him. For Rava, he said it means his wine is going to go sour. People are going to need meat just to get rid of the disgusting taste of his wine. They both saw a chamor that was standing right next to their heads in a dream. For Abaye, he interpreted that he's going to be Rosh Yeshiva, and the Meturgaman is represented by the chamor, is going to be announcing everything that he says for other people to hear, like a braying donkey. For Rava, he says that the word chamar is in the tefillin, in Rava's tefillin, must be wiped out, must be erased, or at least the vav in petach chamar in the tefillin is erased. Then Rava had a dream that he saw a wall of his house. After he paid Bar Hedya, he had three more dreams, and Bar Hedya interpreted them for the good. He saw the wall of his house falling, and he said, "Oh, it means that you're going to buy nechasim b'lin mitzarim. You're going to have properties without any borders." And then he said that he saw that Abaye's palace is going to fall down, and Rav is going to be covered with the soot of Abaye's palace. And he interpreted that means that Abaye is going to die, and Rav is going to be the Rosh Shiva. Then he said he saw that his own palace fell down, and everyone takes a brick from his palace. And he told him, Bar Hedya told him, that means that your Torah is going to be so popular, everyone's going to want to take a piece of your Torah. It's going to be spread out all over the world. And then when Rava realized that Chalomos go, that all dreams follow after the interpretation, and it was really up to Bar Hedya the whole time to interpret it for the positive or negative, he was mekallel him that he should be taken by a malchus, that he should be captured by a malchus that's going to punish him, and is not going to have any rachmanos. Particularly, Rava was upset about the fact that he interpreted that his wife should die. The rest of them, he said he's willing to be mochel, but that one he wasn't willing to be mochel. Then in Vav and Beis, Gemara discusses other dreams. A person sees a be'er. So, according to Rabbi Chanina, that it means that's a symbol of Shalom. Rabbi Nassim thinks it's a symbol of Torah. Rava thinks it's a symbol of Chaim itself. If you see a Nahar, a river, so you say the Pasuk, Hidni Notay Alek Nahar Shalom, before the negative Pasuk of Nahar Kamashal Tzara, of a Nahar as a Mashal for Tzara, is said about him. And Kana, Navim, Chatul, Sus, Pil, all of these different things that could be interpreted for the good or for the bad, and therefore you should say, for some of them, there's a Pasuk that goes either way, for the good or for the bad, and you say that which is for the good, the pasuk for the good, rather than the pasuk for the bad. By the horse, it depends if it's a white horse or a red horse. If it's a white horse, it's always a good sign. If it's a red horse that's going benachas, it's a good sign, but if it's running, it's a bad sign. If it's an elephant, so if it has a saddle, it's a simon that he's going to have amazing things happen to him. Without a saddle, then it's a bad sign for him. If a person sees that a mace in his house, and he sees that he's eating from his meat, it's a simon that he's going to become, if a person sees a shor in his that's eating from his meat, so it's a simon that he's going to be wealthy. If he sees that the shor gores him, it's a simon that he's going to have children who gore each other in Torah. If he sees that the shor bites him, it's a simon that he's going to have yisurim. If he sees that the shor kicks him, it's a simon that he's going to have to go on a long road. If he sees that he's riding on the shor, it's a simon that he's going to be olah legedula. But if he sees that the shor is riding on him, it's a simon that he's going to die. The Gemara then discusses which chalomos are symbols of peace. A person sees a river, a bird, or a kettle. They're all different symbols of peace. And of course, we know the famous book by the Rosh Yeshiva Yisrael, The River, the Kettle, and the Bird, all based on the title of the Sefer, is based on that line in the Gemara. Then the Gemara talks about seeing delumen, seeing gourds in a dream for Yirei Shemayim, Bekol Kocho, Dalas is something that he was likely to see in a dream, because the Dalas Moshon Dalu, Einei Lemarom, that he lifts his eyes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he has complete Yirei Shemayim. That is the Chazara of Brachos Daf Nun Vav.